Okay, name, name Nashville and Chattanooga. There's another one that sounds a lot like Nashville in Tennessee. It's not Nashville.
Okay.
I'll be on the list. Okay,
if you haven't seen a child in a long time and you come back and he's gotten a lot bigger since you saw him last, you might say, my, how you've...
How you have grown since I saw you.
Okay. Let's take him for an illegitimate child. Or a child that's born out of wedlock.
Well, his mother's father wasn't married.
Okay, what do you call the child then?
Well, some people call him bastard child.
Okay.
Some says illegitimate child.
Call him a what? What'd you say?
I can't see it.
Okay. Okay, if one child is more loving than another child, you might, or if Mary is more loving than her sister, you might say Mary is a child than Nellie.
Is a better child.
Is a, using loving, okay, and say, okay, Mary is more loving, okay, Mary is a more loving child than Nellie is. So if you're talking about him, you might say, Mary is a, then Nellie.
Is a better child.
Okay, using loving though.
Is a loving a child.
Okay. Your sister's son is your...
Nephew.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about a child that, what would you call a child that whose parents are both dead?
You call it a child without parents.
Okay, what else could you call them?
Mother's and father's child.
Okay. There's a term, it's used with the term house. It's called a house. And these little children that don't have any mothers and fathers are called something. And, they're put in this place, it's called, use that name, house.
Foster home.
Okay. And the child is called a what?
A foster child.
Okay, and, but there's also another term for them. Another term for a child that doesn't have any parents, whose parents are dead. Like, you remember reading in a comic strip, Little Annie, the one that didn't have any, just had round eyes with no, remember that? That newspaper strip, comic strip?
No, I do remember that.
I'm asking about a child that doesn't have either parents, both parents are dead. Yeah. Hey, did you hear that?
Orphan child.
Right, okay. What's a person called who's responsible for that child? His legal...
It's responsible for an orphan child.
Yeah, someone who takes charge of a child as a substitute for his parents. And he's called a legal... You know, if you sign papers or something, it says...
Guardian.
Right.